So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.
Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Social media's biggest loser brought to you by Awaken 180. Visit them at Awaken 180 Weight Loss. I mean, I realize it's just reporting, and it may very well be accurate reporting, but just the sight on some X sites of seeing Kenny Pickett is going to start for the Browns. Oh my God! Or at least have the pole position in training camp. I'm stunned by this development limits. Not necessarily that of those four, Pickett would be the guy to start camp, but just the fact that Kenny Pickett is in somebody's camp. It's the Steelers' arch rival or one of them, and that he may be the guy to come to Acrisure Stadium and start for the Browns. I didn't have this.
No,
did you?
No, I never, a couple of months ago, would have ever had this on my bingo card. My bingo card is something that could possibly happen, and I think that he probably does have the pole position. And I saw something, I can't remember who said it, but it was on Colin Cowherd's show, that basically, whoever wins it out between Pickett and Flacco, the other is probably going to get released so that Dylan Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders is still on the team. So you could see Kenny Pickett as the starting quarterback of the Browns or a free agent quarterback at the end of the training camp session.
50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. And What's Cooking brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly, the weather right now is beautiful, which is why I'm going to play golf limits. Cloudy with a 40% chance of rain overnight, but not expected before the end of the Pirates game. High of 70. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Many thanks to the folks at Bowser Chevy here, Studio B. What an awesome place. Limits, this idea of flag football at the Olympics is very intriguing to me. The fact that there are a number of NFL players who want to play. So a couple of thoughts. First of all, they're not going to have much time to prepare. And I don't know that they just walk in here and dominate. I think this is like a great tennis player, just assuming they'll be great at like pickleball or racquetball or something. It's a different sport. And these people will have mastered it from other countries, and they're going to have tons of time to prepare. Having said that, I definitely want to see George Pickens on the team. Do you?
Yes, I would, but why do you want to see George Pickens on the team?
Because I feel like if this is 7-on-7 and there's really not much of a pass rush and thing, I shouldn't say that. Maybe
there is. Maybe he doesn't have to block.
Right. And I want him and Justin Jefferson, and I just want to throw the ball up to them. Don't you?
Oh, there's no doubt that if that's the case and you have the most accurate quarterbacks, you know, ever in like Mahomes and Allen and those guys throwing the ball around, the United States should just completely dominate.
Well, see, that's the thing I don't know about. I'm not so sure about that. Florio raises a point. It's a very, very different game than 11-on-11 football. Obviously, right?
Right, but a lot of people, at least now, are growing up playing a lot of 7-on-7s, and this is basically what this is.
Nah, but this is actually 7-on-7 up and down the field to score. And this is going to be, you're going to have designed offenses with all these little tricks going on. I don't know about this. It's like assuming that a great tennis player could win almost like a ping pong gold medal. Or a pickleball gold medal. No, it's different. There's strategy. There's.
So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.
Sort of exploiting matchups in a sport where there's no hitting. It's going to take a while to adjust. They're only going to have like 2 weeks from what I'm reading here. Ooh. I don't think they're going to win gold.
No, I think they're going to win gold.
Who would you have at quarterback?
I would have Mahomes, and then, well, here's the other thing. Do you have a starting quarterback and then a backup? Like, is it like the NBA where you can bring Tyrese Halliburton and Tatum and all those guys off the bench?
No, this is where my dream would come true of having two quarterbacks back there. I would have Lamar and Jaden Daniels as my two quarterbacks, and it would be unbelievable because either one could take the snap and then run, throw, or catch. They would have George Pickens and Justin Jefferson. Pick a tight end, limits. Who's unstoppable in terms of like a basketball box out matchup type thing?
Kittle or Hawkinson, I'd say.
Oh, that would be incredible, wouldn't it? And then you'd have Saquon just because, I mean, in that sport, with the moves that he has, he's like an outlet for the quarterback, and he's a threat to run for a touchdown every time he touches the ball.
There's no way that this team is going to lose, Joe. I mean, come on.
But you do get my point, don't you?
I do.
Plus the Packers GM, and this is a real factor, talked about risk of injury, which some people might laugh at. Don't laugh at it. There's people diving at your legs all the time to get the flag. Plus there's huge, you know, scrums where you're jumping up to get the ball. You could easily land on somebody's foot, somebody's leg. Plus you're cutting violently on the field to get away from people. It's absolutely an injury risk. And the Packers GM said he doesn't want NFL players in this thing because of that. What do you make of that?
Yeah, I mean, I understand that concern because anytime that you go out there in an organized event like this with taking as many cuts as possible, there is an injury risk. But I'm also somebody who, you know, doesn't think that you can live in fear over this, especially because you're not getting hit. You know, it'd be a huge difference if this was like an organized football game in the Olympics, full-on tackling, physical game like you see in the NBA, which gets really physical when you play international basketball, but it's not. So I would think that you would be more excited for your guys to play in this than in a regular game.
Maybe because as a fan, not as a GM.
Well, no,
I'm talking about nobody with any part of this.
I'm just talking about injury-wise. Like, there is much more risk of an injury in a regular NFL game than in a flag football game, I believe.
Other countries could beat us in this. I'm convinced of
like
that.
Like who?
I don't know. I don't have their rosters in front of me. Even if I did,
the Canadian flag football team, or how good is Britain?
You're refusing to acknowledge that other teams out there probably are practicing right now. And what does it say here? 12 players, 5 on the field at any given time. So you might have guys who play offense and defense. Travis Hunter could be there. USA Today says, what is happening here? They want Bryson Daly as the quarterback? The kid from Army?
They must have some guys that actually play flag football, like in the U.S., like organized flag football, that are going to be a part of this. I wouldn't be surprised if they have one or two.
They have Travis Hunter as a wide receiver, cornerback.
Makes
and then
sense.
They have Marvin Mims as a kick returner. Do they have kickoffs in this thing?
Why would they have Marvin Mims be their kick returner?
They said no one in the league is better at running away from people. And then
I disagree. They've never seen Cordero before. I mean, why is Cordero not on that team returning kicks? He's one of the best ever to do it.
If Artie Smith is the coach of this Olympic team, he'll have Cordero out there as all 5 guys. He'll be throwing the ball to himself. Jahmyr Gibbs will be a wide receiver running back. That's a great choice, don't you think?
Yeah, that's a good pick. He's so shifty.
Deebo Samuel they have on this team.
And there's a chance of an injury there.
Why do they have Tyreek Stevenson as the corner? If the other team throws a Hail Mary, he's going to be talking to the fans again. What is happening? Why would you choose him?
He'd get distracted. Somebody would wave their flag in his face and he'd get distracted by it and be waving around.
I'll tell you what might get physical is the pass rushing. These guys can go crazy. So they want TJ Watt and Micah Parsons on either end. You like that?
Ooh.
Limits?
What about Myles Garrett? Does he not make the cut? Do you think he'll make that public on social media?
He would, but if you only have five, well, you might only get one pass rusher because the other four have to cover.
It's fair.
And then he wants Dalton Varsho, the Blue Jays outfielder.
What?
As a center fielder. That's actually not
safety?
A bad idea. That would be unbelievable because this guy could get a jump on every ball as a major league center fielder would. That's the kind of creative thinking you might need here.
Why not throw Minka back there? He had more interceptions during the Pro Bowl than he did the regular season.
Put Tommy Pham back there. Every single easy pass will drop.
He'll drop it. No interceptions if Tommy Pham's on your defense.
You know what, though? The toughness and the leadership might lead them to a gold medal. Do you agree with that?
As long as there's not some arguments over a fantasy football team, I think we'll be fine.
Or any interactions with the fans. Thank you, Limits. It was wonderful today.
Good night, Joe. See you tomorrow.
So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.